Good people, come by the fruit that I cry, that now is in season, the winter is nigh. 'Twill do you all good and sweeten your blood. I'm sure it will please when you've once understood 'tis an orange. Its cordial juice does much elixir procure. I may well recommend it to every man's use, though some it quite chills and with fear almost kills. Yet certain each healthy man benefit feels by an orange. Perhaps you may think that the Jesuits stink because that they can't get away with their ink. For hemp is their doom if they dare to presume to tarry so long as to smell the perfume of an orange. Dear Teague and his fellows, come over the main, and thought in Great Britain like landlords to reign. They'd played for our houses and lost them again. Some of those dear joys now is met with their bane by an orange. The friars and Jesuits thought to excel by singing and ringing their tantanny bell. But there is nothing that can e'er do so well the poison of popery quite to expel as an orange. There's old Father Pius, religious and chaste, has left all his lasses that once he embraced, and now he is scoured away in all haste, because that he cannot endure the sharp taste of an orange. Old stories rehearse, in prose and in verse, how a Welsh child was found by loving of cheese. Then the smelling scent now may prove the true prince, and all the whole nation of folly convince by an orange. If they cure the ails of England and Wales, and with the old Jesuits fill all the jails, who strove the whole nation, alas, to deceive, and now at old Tyburn let them take their leave of an orange. Though the mobile bull, like the devil and all, for religion, property, justice, and laws, yet in very good sooth, I'll tell you the truth, there's nothing is better to stop a man's mouth than an orange.